This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from shore to shore and the shores beyond. This is the one and truly global operation that you can have faith in, because we're not connected to the New World Order. We're not dedicated to your enslavement. We are dedicated to fight the war of the restoration of the republic, the restoration of basically a godly kingdom on earth. That is our mission. And we all come here as volunteers to make sure that you have the best information. You can get news, guests that tell you about health, the maintenance of wealth, and more importantly, the maintenance of your freedom and the restoration of a constitutional republic under God. That word that just drives the New World Order absolutely mad. I always liked that little bit that went with Apocalypse Now, you know, and modify it a little bit. You hear that? You hear that, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. They're forming posse, and they're directed wherever they have to go, and it appears of late where we have to go is to the southern border with Mexico. And talk about that wall. The Democrats, or probably better off, the Democrats, pretend to be that they're going to blow some kind of horn and knock a certain wall down, but I think we have to blow a horn to tear down that wall that surrounds them, that wall of propaganda that corporate mainstream media puts together, and blow that horn and just tear that wall down. Because there's a reason that they don't want that wall. It's a very logical reason, I think. I had a guest on my first time riding the saddle with the Power Hour, Joan Montgomery, the wife of a Canadian politician, liberal politician, who just confesses all about how the fact that our governments are nothing more than criminal enterprises that just loot the treasury. It should be an Olympic sport. They loot it to that degree. What possible reason, most logical reason, could they have to not want to have a wall? Well, they don't want to interdict drug shipments, I think, is rule number one. The illegal aliens are just camouflaged to cover the shipments so that if there's 10,000 bodies moving across the border for the Border Patrol to deal with, the few that are taking the shipments of the smack across the border are harder to find. And the other people just put up interference so that these forces can get through. And there's probably a reason for it. I think you're all well inured to the fact that there was an incident in a place called MENA a long, long time ago when a certain president by the name of Clinton was in power. And that was a big scandal back then, that international drug shipments are coming along. And for anyone who's really well read or even bothers to read, you know, if you're unfamiliar with the fact that the CIA has been a massive drug running operation for many, many long years to get money to, you know, fight those nasty commies on the other side of the ocean, money that's off the radar, that never has to be held accountable to Congress or we the people, that's a very lucrative trade. And when you get in that deep, ultimately, the money just rules your soul, and there's no way you're going to get out of it because the cash flow is just so lovely. They're never going to give that up. They'll fight to the death to not have that cash flow interrupted. And that's why, probably more than any reason ever, is you need the wall. The other reasons about the illegal immigrants are more ancillary reasons, because you could almost knock out the drug trade from the southern frontier by having a means to control access to your country. Now, who doesn't work at a property somewhere unless you're in a convenience store or something open to the public. But if you work in any type of an industrial environment, there's fences around your property. There's security at the gate. They patrol the perimeter. There's alarms on the buildings. People just can't go walking in there, like, you know, just pick one of the big car companies or something. They're just going to let somebody walk in and walk onto the line where they're producing materials and interfere or interdict in that business. It isn't going to happen. You're going to walk into, you know, big pharma's factory unmolested and just zip in there and spit in a vat of whatever brew they're concocting. That isn't going to happen. You're just going to walk into the White House or a private residence of anyone who's in government or one of these elitist business people anytime you please and just put your feet up on their desk and lean back in their chair. Isn't going to happen. So why is it happening down there, and why do we have to be party and parcel victims to this? It is just absolutely unfathomable that, you know, you're not going to secure your borders. You know, if you were in another country, one that, you know, generally you're not allowed to talk about or something like that, and they have a wall, you know, there's like some neighbors that are a little uppity on the other side there, and they got a wall, and actually a lot of times they got tanks and artillery and air support to make sure nobody's going over that wall, let me tell you. And if you even try, they're opening fire on you. But, of course, that's generally not a topic for discussion from a lot of the people that might be in the liberal democratic elite because, well, you know, they probably get a few payolas from that country as well. And no one's going to make an apology for it in any way, shape, or form that they have a wall. So why is it that America has to eat crow for wanting to keep out dangerous criminals? You're a legitimate immigrant to the United States, there's a process, and you can get in. There's lotteries for green cards. There's all sorts of manners to come in. You need workers for certain types of things, generally the health industry. You know, if you're a nurse, you know, like you're pretty much guaranteed to get into any country anywhere. So the bottom line for maybe some people, if you really want to migrate somewhere, get yourself an education and something that's marketable. And the health field is probably one of the finest there. Like, we even bring nurses into Canada that don't even speak English because we're so short for nurses at time to time. It's just, you know what to do, and we can translate it for you. So there is a means, and there is a mechanism. You go to Australia, you know, you're going to be parceled off to an island somewhere. You're not even going to get close, and I guess that's the luck for them that they are an island. But you just don't go walking in there and take the place over in Canada. No, that's a novelty, and they support you. We put them up in hotels, actually, where I guess maybe that's the big factor here is instead of being camped out on the desert or held in custody somewhere, you know, we put you up in a hotel, and we have security in the hotel to monitor things and such like that. But they're pretty wild places, I'm told. And they get health care, all kinds of benefits. They do better than most of our seniors and do better than a lot of our veterans who are just generally parceled off to the side any old time at all for taking the risk of standing up for what you believe in or what media told you you were standing up for what you believe in. And that's just a terrible, terrible shame, really. But I think Americans are sick of it. If you live in the southern states and you have to put up with criminals coming into your private property, into your domain, into your cities, especially if they're bringing drugs to harm your other citizens or that they're bringing violence to unleash upon you, the president was very, very accurate in his speech yesterday to talk about the fact that we have victims in this, people that are murdered and killed. And these are just some of the latest ones, and many of the others are long forgotten. And then if we want to have a scandal, another one that went down Orwell's memory hole was Operation Fast and Furious, where we had a president and an administration that thought it was expedient to give a lot of arms to drug gangs so that the rumor is maybe they could trace them or track them. But the bottom line is maybe if you're dealing smack for the CIA or for the political power elite, well, it don't hurt to equip your soldiers so they can do a better job to perform their task, I think, if I was going to take a wild step in the dark. And we do tend to take that wild step in the dark here in the Power Hour, because when we do, we shed light. We shed God's light, the truth, on a lot of these stories. And that's why it's worth listening to. And if you're on the shortwave repeat, which I love, because I can listen to the Power Hour while I make breakfast on my days off, it's just a breath of fresh air. It was just so nice to hear yesterday's show this morning while I'm flipping my pancakes and pouring my maple syrup. And just know that somewhere out there, there's the truth. And that truth is having an effect. And that effect is going to free us and liberate us from the poisonous, noxious fumes that we have to put up with from this mainstream corporate elite media that are just nothing but a complete and total fabrication and lie. They even make Comrade Goebbels look poorly. And he was the propaganda minister for Nazi Germany way back in the time, because Goebbels couldn't get away with a lot of this stuff. And the reason he couldn't get away with it is because the German people knew he was lying. So there was nothing for them to really gain. They knew whatever he said or whatever was the official position of the government was the exact opposite. And we've entered a stage like that. Whatever official position of the government is the exact opposite. And we know they're lying to us. And they're lying to us to manipulate us into a trap. That's even worse than normal lies. We're being seduced, generally with our own money, because we pay to view a lot of these things, and they take our money and use it against us. Or in Canada, actually, the federal government actually chips in our tax dollars to control the, you know, CBC news media up here, and basically buy it and put out propaganda to all the people around the world, basically. And that's a terrible, terrible waste and diversion of funds, really, because these lies are meant to bring us into the one world government of ultimately the Antichrist. I wrote Daniel a few days back and just remembered to tell him there was a great video put out in the 90s, I believe, maybe even older than that. I think it's early 90s, by a Canadian pastor named Grant Jeffrey, who's passed away now. It's called Final Warning. He wrote a book called Final Warning, and the video Final Warning is there. And I have it on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, in the video section. It's in the ministry section, but there's a little search engine up there. So, you know, you tip in a few words and you get it. Well worth listening to. It just shake you. And that's so long ago. And we're in it today. And we need men like Grant, again, to speak the truth from the highest, highest mountains. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Froyen, your host from Canada.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we're going to add a little northern flavor to the fight going on the southern border. We're inundated with an immigration crisis here in Canada, but this is done because our Prime Minister, the communist chameleon, Mr. Trudeau, or I call him Emperor Justinian from the day he got elected, is just open the doors to dysfunctional immigration that doesn't mix. And part of it is because you're going to make severe changes in the future, changes that aren't going to sit too well with people. And no one's going to come flat out and tell you a lot of these things in mainstream corporate media. That's why I highlighted Grant Jeffries' great video from way back when. Let the dead man speak to you and tell you what's coming for you. When you look at the technology, like I think he's talking about fax machines, even in this video, you know, it's so old and the computers are, you know, the chips are probably so outdated, it's ridiculous. But he tells you about the Mark of the Beast system and what's coming, this total surveillance society that's just on the horizon here right now. When they roll out this wonderful 5G system, not my big specialty, and you know, you have a host that deals with this significantly, but they're launching satellites now, 20,000 satellites for 5G to be launched, sending focus beams of intense microwave radiation over the Earth. And as I understand it, these 5G phones, and this 5G signal, is significantly more powerful than the older 4G. So basically, they could barbecue your brain from space if they so desire that. If you were ever a Trekkie or into that great first generation series, a lot of the plights we face today were talked about back then. And one of them was an episode where the man touched the sky. And somehow I believe we're in an Eden-style environment, and there is a way that we can touch the sky. And I think it's scientifically provable, too, because if endless space is a vacuum and we have an atmosphere and there wasn't a barrier between us and endless space, vacuum science would say that atmosphere would be torn away in a nanosecond. There were experiments in the 50s where they launched hydrogen bombs, and you can fact check that on Google to get the exact number, because I think the documents were released eventually, where they tried to blow a hole in it and they weren't successful. So, you know, they tell us there's a space program and we can get out any old time, and with an aluminum foil spacecraft we can go through the Van Allen radiation belt and go to the moon and such like that. But when I watch pictures of rockets taking off, like they go up a little bit and then all of a sudden they start to curve across the sky and almost look like they're dropping from view, as opposed to taking that 90-degree perpendicular up into this wonderful interstellar space. So that kind of makes me wonder, as a former peace officer and someone who's inured now into the mass looting of the treasury as an Olympic sport, where does all that NASA money go? Is it really going to some little paradise island or Panama or Switzerland or someplace like that to be in numbered accounts for the elite rich to, you know, help them get along a little better? Somehow I think that's where it's really going. I found a great picture to put with a post I put on my blog site, conspiracy-cafe.com, the International Appeal, Stop 5G on Earth and in Space. And I really liked it because somebody made a beautiful, moving picture called a GIF. And it's from The Hunger Games, and the star there is quoting a line. I've never seen the movie, but it's just perfectly appropriate for this. If we burn, we all burn. You burn with us. So, you know, marvelous line, and that's the madness of it all. If we burn, they burn with us. So why would they do this? There has to be a very deep, deep, dark, satanic principle at play here. And maybe it's to create the level of fear necessary where they can literally burn you. And just in that Star Trek episode, The Man Who Touched the Sky, they had something called the Instrument of Obedience. And if you questioned anything, so as Daniel was talking about the Google education system that's coming down the road, you know, they are the military-industrial complex on steroids, the CIA. When they determine what's right and what's wrong, what's true and what's false, whether it is or not is immaterial, they're big brothers. So 2 + 2 can be 5, just like in Orwell's depiction. What do we do then? We get zapped from space with an instrument of obedience that we paid for and think it's our iPhone as it fries the neural circuitry in our brain. Way ahead of its time, first generation Star Trek. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. Hopefully we're turning on some lights.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is taking part in a roundtable discussion on immigration in McAllen, Texas. The president believes our U.S.-Mexican border needs to be beefed up.
The tremendous flood of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, human trafficking, a phenomena that has been going on for 1,000 years or more.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until the president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
JCPenney, Macy's, and Sears all announced they are closing underperforming stores starting this spring. The store closings will take place all across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
And we're off. Our nation is back to your ears, and we're hoping that you listen and support this station the best you can. In a way, you know, it is a ministry. It's not like one of those tax deduction ministries, so that's probably why you have free speech, and that's probably why people can say things that probably nobody would say in mainstream churches or anything like that, because they'd cut off their cash flow or something like that. But, you know, in a lot of ways, you could tithe to this station and know that your money is going somewhere. It's going to return the Republic to the status it should have. It's going to out all the criminal enterprises that are trying to destroy it. And virtue and decency will be something that can be discussed. Children will be able to be educated with an ability to think for themselves, as opposed to having the Google mind control school thinking for them and just repeating like parrots whatever mantra Big Brother wants to say. Aristotle said, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. So in many ways, we could probably say the Western world is on life support, because anytime we say anything, we're hit immediately with that label, we're intolerant. Well, only a dying society says that. And when we say, let's have a call to arms, not exactly like we had back in the War of 76, where we have to ride on horseback and scream out, to arms, to arms, to arms, the globalists are coming. But if we try not to be apathetic, we're shunned in a way, too. So apathy is just everywhere. Everyone I talk to frequently sometimes just says, well, I'm only one person. I can't do anything. And I'm always kind of shocked, because when I look in the mirror, I don't see Sybil, who had a multiple personality disorder, if you don't know. I can't remember if she had eight or something like that, but quite a few. I only see one person looking back at me, and I'm only one, too. But you see, I have faith, and I don't mind invoking the power of God to say, give me the opportunity to take these buggers on and give it a good show. And I believe strong enough that we can even win this fight with the truth, because Christ said it sets us free. And I take that as a firm offer. If I speak it and other people speak it and we find diligently the truth, we can set ourselves free. And what better gift can we give to the inheritors of the next generation are the inherited? They'll get that freedom. It was given to me, or at least the illusion of it, and I want to make sure that we give it the real McCoy this time. Angela Merkel, she's going to go to Greece, if you can even imagine that. And, you know, so I can see that there's probably a lot of Greek people that would spit on the street where she walks. They're not going to spread rose petals, because after the basically economic warfare that was practiced against the Greek nation to virtually bankrupt and prostrate them on the ground to Germany, and the influx of the refugee situation, I find it hard to believe that, you know, she'd even have the nerve, really, just go out somewhere in a field or disappear in a snowdrift and just get out of the picture, really. That woman has done more against the human race than anyone probably alive, because Hillary didn't get elected. And it's just terrible, really, terrible. But it just shows us what's involved. And that's probably other law enforcement organizations in Italy and Greece that had to put up with this migrant invasion and deal with things like the border patrol down on the southern border. Then France, the worst nightmare they're talking about. The yellow vests are hoping to trigger a run on the banks. A noble cause, perhaps, but I don't know if the average person could make such a weapon that they could cause a run on the banks. That's more you need the billionaires on your side, because as you pull out maybe millions or tens of millions, they may be pumping in hundreds of millions. So I'm concerned that it's a great idea. Like my guest previously, Max Egan, said, you know, we have to get out of the system. And one of the biggest enslaving systems is the financial system, the usury system, the debt system, and the banks. When you put your money in the bank, it's theirs. Contractually in Canada, and I'm sure pretty much in all the rest of the world, it's theirs. And generally, they promise to pay it back. But technically, once you give it to them, it's not yours anymore. And they do with it what they will, and, you know, you may get some of it back down the road here and there, but if anything ever happened, it all disappears just the way it was created, out of thin air. Italy's Salvini suggests European spring to bring an end to the German-French axis on the continent. Italy's Eurosceptic Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini has said he wants Italy and Poland to join together to create a European spring, which could end the long-standing French and German domination on the continent. And that would be a good thing, really, because as this pressure comes on, you know, it's like I used a quote from Frank Zappa on the previous show, too, that one day the curtains will be parted and we'll realize there's a brick wall behind those curtains. It's like the Wizard of Oz. That was really a parody on life and the fact that we're manipulated and controlled. And the most important thing is about that journey down the yellow brick road, which is showing us that gold has value and really not paper currency, is the fact that the power is within us. We have the power. You just have to manifest it, the courage, the resourcefulness. If you manifest that power, you will pull down that curtain, expose knows the Wizard of Oz, and he will be rendered useless. And then, I guess, you click your heels and you end up back in Eden if you go far enough. So don't be afraid to pull that curtain down and manifest the power in yourself with fervent prayer. And you have to really believe in that. I'll probably get into that a little more later with, you know, some of the burned books from years gone by that were scripture at one time. You see, we were a Rome. Rome ran everything. And just like today, they controlled everything and told you what to think. And the most important things they had to control was the Word of God. Because if you had power, how could you be my slave? So, you know, that couldn't be. Emperor Constantine was very, very astute as a leader to have the Nicene Conference and take out a lot of the important words that we use, especially some lines from Scripture about how to manifest. So you got the beginning, you got the end, but they took out two lines from the middle. And without those lines, you can't do it properly. And that leaves them with the power. Or to divert your prayers in a certain way that they're not as accurate. And those ideas I've mentioned to you in the past, they're in the Bible. You can read some of it. It's left in there. And you do it completely differently. So you water down your prayer. It's not as effective. So instead of broadcasting at 100,000 watts, maybe it's only 5 watts. And it's just not getting through. It's not changing things to the degree it should. But we can change that. We can change the channel to Power Hour. And you can change your mind and see some of these things. In the modern era, you must have seen it. You must have heard about things called the Warren Commission, the 9/11 Commission, the Pearl Harbor Commission, if you're older. And the word of truth was laid down by the criminal government that instituted the crimes in the first place. Do you think it was any different back in 325 for the Nicene Conference or whenever it was, but it was in the 300s, that Rome didn't do the same thing, but instead of calling it a commission, they called it a conference because they did it before, as opposed to after a strategic event that was using what the Germans call the Hegelian dialectic, to create a crisis, propose a solution. So we have to get past that, go back to the lost books, because they've been recovered in the Nag Hammadi Gospels. You can read the Gospel of Thomas on the video I have on my website about this. There's a link to it, and you can read. It kind of reads like Christ's last will and testament. And, you know, you have to choose. Do I follow the Roman Church, or do I follow Christ? Well, I made my decision to follow Christ and look for that power. And if that means I have to turn my back on the watered-down version, or even an illicit version of what the church is called, because it has to pay get out of paying taxes, or it has to be subservient to Rome. Well, you know, I take that as just a do, that it's going to have to be that way. And I find that we can manifest. Christ said we could. He said we could do more and greater than he could if we do it properly. Why would you turn that down and give it to somebody else to tell you can't, or that you're a failure, or it can't be done? Because I've seen some of these manifestations now as I adopt these procedures, and it's absolutely chilling, really. Two examples I had very recently are, as I get in close contact with someone, and it's like we're in a conscious union of some sort, that somehow I know what's in their mind, even though I have absolutely no awareness that I should have. A lady came to me the other day, and, you know, she was receiving a package, and she was eyeing a bunch of packages, and I picked one up, and I knew everything about her and her sister just by touching the box. So we'll get that onto the other side and wonder, is this paranormal, or is this the light that God created at the beginning? I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. This is Power Hour Nation.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. We're going to speak a little bit about manifestation, the power that Christ even told us we could have greater than his to change and influence things. And I've had some very strong psychic experiences while I've been praying in a certain way and manifesting in a certain way. The way the books that were destroyed by Rome would have taught me if they were available. And I've seen it to great effect. And it's just shocking in a way because it was just so impromptu. It just happens. And when I pick up this package, I tell the lady, you know, she's one, you know, just salivating. Who's it from? Who's it from? And I said, it's from Indiana Jones. And I just handed it to her.
and she almost fell on the floor. And she goes, how could you know? And I go, know what? And she goes, well, when my sister was pregnant, she called her babies when they were in the womb Indy, after Indiana Jones. And that's something only we know as sisters. No one else knows that. Of course, the kids know that as well. And that's who the package was from. So I was quite correct by just feeling it and touching it that I could pick up the energy that was Indiana Jones. Then I started doing some filming at that channel, one place where we do some recordings here in Canada to try to get the truth out. And that was kind of good, really, in a way. I interviewed Joan Montgomery, the Liberal MPP's wife, again, and I got to sit in on the owner's show, Liquid Lunch, and there was a guy there who was, you know, believing in global warming. And, you know, I was just a guest there. It wasn't really supposed to be part of the show. That was, you know, his spiel, but I had to bite my tongue a little bit there listening to the fear he was espousing. And I said, well, sir, you know, I don't mean to chastise you, but I will correct you. Like, I interviewed the scientist who came up with all this global warming data. You know, he's on my website, too. A good Greek man, Professor Nick Velasquez, formerly of York University. And he collected the data. He was hired by the Canadian government to monitor and record all the data from the temperature sensors around the country. And some of these things were put down a long, long time ago, like in the 40s and 50s and such like that. And it was a very rural area at the time. Now it's a factory, a shopping mall parking lot, or a subdivision, maybe part of a downtown of a very large, prosperous city that grew up in that area. And he told Al Gore and his henchmen that you have to take this into account when I hand you the data. You can only use the sensors that were in a field and still are in a field to come up with your hypothesis of global warming. I think we know what Al Gore did. I think he threw away the ones that were consistent and took the ones that showed a temperature rise, because 10,000 cars in a mall parking lot next to a sensor might show that there was an increase in temperature and prove my hypothesis, and you'll never know the difference. Well, Professor Velasquez was very, very, very on the money. And it was just, you know, almost sheer luck that I knew him and ran into him, because we discussed other things. I had no idea at the time that he was the actual individual who gathered this data set and could talk to it in specific details on how it was not used properly. And, of course, you're never going to hear that on mainstream corporate media in any way, shape, or form. But I think I called the show I recorded with him The Road to Copenhagen, and it's quite interesting to hear this and know for sure that you're being sold a bad bill of goods. And the reason you are, of course, is very, very simple. I think we're in debt. Way past up to our eyeballs, up to a giraffe's eyeballs. And there's no hope of paying it back, and the monster's desperate for money, and they need all the money they can get. So there is a Democratic candidate who came up and said, well, give me 70% of all your money, and I'll feel better, and we'll save the world. But that's generally not a good model to get elected, even though you really need 110%, probably, because if you say that you're going to tax people to death, they're probably not going to vote for you. So if we create a big propaganda message and say, it's your fault, you're destroying the world, you're going to kill us all, you're going to raise temperature and all the polar ice caps are going to melt and we're going to be 500 feet of water in New York City or something like that, unless you give us all your money and all the problems will go away, then people are dumb enough to believe it. How's that going to stop the temperature change if you get into all the stuff like tax, you know, or these carbon tax credits that go from one place to another? You can pollute all you want, but we buy credits from another country that's agrarian, and everything's going to balance out in the books. Yeah, financially maybe, but if somebody else is still polluting the way they polluted before, but they buy green credits from somebody else, well, we still haven't done anything to stop the alleged problem in the first place. So all we did was take a whole lot of money. And then, you know, it's quite obvious to me that's what this is all about, taking a whole lot of money. So after that show, I was talking to a woman who probably doesn't like the president too much. And they were kind of hoping that, you know, things come bad for him and he gets arrested and ends up, you know, in Guantanamo or worse like that because of all his indiscretions, which, you know, some people say aren't indiscretions at all. So I challenged her on that and I just said, you know, as presidents go, the office usually doesn't go to jail. I learned that from a sailor a long time ago. The Navy's never wrong. I said, if you're the captain of a ship and you're careless or not, and you run your ship aground and sink it, the Navy's never wrong. And there's another woman who just almost dropped on the floor. I look at her and go, what's up? She goes, my father was a ship's captain. His ship foundered. Well, what are the odds that I would use an analogy like that, just being in her presence of the exact circumstances that were her life and her family history? Very, very bizarre. But that's part of the thing when we get into a higher level of consciousness that, you know, we probably don't need a wall when we get to a level like that because we'll all be on the same page working together for a better world as opposed to filling our pockets with other people's money. And I see President Trump in the news. I heard that on the radio when I was coming home this afternoon, too, that he's not going to the Davos summit, the World Economic Forum. And, you know, I just laugh at this now that they talk about this openly. In the 90s, that was a conspiracy theory, if you're old enough to remember. You talked about the World Economic Forum and that all the rich people in the world meet in Davos, Switzerland, to talk about policies and shape the world. People looked at you like, you know, you needed two tinfoil hats. You could only read about it in foreign press. They never even talked about it in domestic press back then. So I was always happy to find an old Telegraph newspaper that might have something in the business news about when it's going to be and who might be there. Now it's covered like a celebrity event because that curtain that Frank Zappa was talking about is starting to fall away and we're starting to see the wall there, you know, the brick wall we're going to run into for information and finance. That wall's okay with the globalists. And Trump's saying, you know, I'm not going to go, and I'm glad for him. Like, who could go to be in a place with all these people, like the ones he was talking to at the White House, and not have to spit? Oof. Anyway, we see music, and we have to take a break. We'll see you on the flip side. This is Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund, shedding a little light on circumstances.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.